This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
Breast Screen Victoria has become the first screening program in Australia to be recognised by the Rainbow Tick National Accreditation Program. Arian spoke with Breast Screen Victoria CEO, Miss Vicky Pridmore, about why achieving the Rainbow Tick accreditation was so important.
Breast Screen Victoria was awarded the Rainbow Tick from Rainbow Health Victoria in May. Earlier this week, I spoke with Breast Screen Victoria CEO Vicky Pridmore about the process. We also talked about access to services for LGBTIQ people and risk factors for breast cancer. Vicky Pridmore.
It was a very detailed, focused process. So there's learning in the process as well, which was fantastic. It required us to audit our practice. We looked at where we had opportunities to improve, and we probably spent 14 or 15 months working through those areas, like policies, making sure that all of our language was correct, like developing training modules, going out and speaking with staff around the actual process and why we were doing it. So, yeah, there was a long lead time, and then we actually were audited over a three-day period and assessed on how we performed and how much we had grown, and we passed. Thank goodness. But it's been a long time coming. I mean, we've really been in the space doing bits and pieces for 10 or 11 years. We've been doing a whole range of things over many years because we're constantly looking at who are our underscreen groups, and LGBTI are one of our underscreen groups. I was really keen that we did. It's a very clear, definite symbol in a world that has a lot of ifs and buts and greys. Luckily, the board were also very keen on the basis that, you know, it is around equity, it is about fairness. Certainly Victoria's got, Victorian government is very, very committed to diversity, and that shows through everywhere. That we've got the Rainbow Tick for the coordination unit. So that's for head office. And that's great because it's the starting point for us, and it means that the tick both applies to all of our policies and all of our procedures, but it also is very clear for our staff. So next step is, in fact, to move out into services, so into clinics. And we've got 40-odd fixed clinics around Victoria, and then we've got two mobile vans.
And Vicky described how their service works and how you can access their services.
You can call 13 20 50, a totally free service. You can go on the website, have a look, breastscreen.org.au, and there's lots and lots of information in there for all eligible people who come to the service. And then you're allocated an appointment. All of the services are provided in the screening setting and provided by women. And we've got a fairly good allocation of clinics across the state. Once you're on our books, as it were, we will invite you every 2 years until you turn 74. If, in fact, you've come along and you've been identified as having a higher risk than normal, you may well be invited on an annual basis. Our target group is 50 to 74. The eligible group is 40 and above. For people in the LGBTI or trans women, trans men really is where we're focusing, we would say that if you've been on HRT, then 5 years in. Before that, if you've got any concerns whatsoever, it's always a discussion with you, your GP or whoever your health practitioner is, for screening. For women who are at high risk in our population, and by high risk we mean there's family genetic issues, we would be expecting that they would be going back through their GP and out for screening. The same for trans women, trans men. If you've got that history inside your family, then don't wait for a screen. Go and speak to your doctor straight away. And when you got to the clinic and on the registration form, we'd ask about HRT. And I know we ran some special clinics at the Rose Clinic for LGBTI women to screen, and then we had a discussion afterwards around the experience and whatever. And there was that mistrust around why are you asking us about HRT, until it was very clear we ask every single person who walks through the door around HRT. It's not a targeted question. HRT has an impact on the density of the breast. And so we like to know that if people are on HRT, because it actually makes it slightly more difficult to read or to interpret the x-rays, because they look more white on the image, because the breast tissue is denser.
Next, I asked Vicky about some of the risk factors.
There's not much research in this space around lifestyle factors, but the lifestyle factors are in the news. So alcohol consumption, you know, lack of exercise, overweight, all of those sorts of things all have an impact. And basically because they affect your hormonal load in your body. So more alcohol, more estrogen floating through your body. The larger you are, the more fatty tissue there is in your body, more estrogen flowing through your body. So in a female population would be never having had children, never having breastfed, all of those things, because they reduce the amount of hormones flowing through your body. So, well, if you ask what are the known or understood risk factors for cancer and for breast cancer, most people will be able to answer. So there's smoking, not good. Alcohol, too much alcohol, not good. Being overweight, not good. A lack of exercise, not good. Age is always a factor in cancers. And being a woman certainly increases your risk for breast cancer. And they're fairly well understood, I think, by most people. They might want to ignore them, so they might think, you know, four drinks a night is fine, but the merest Google exercise will tell them it's not. So, you know, one or so, that's probably what you get away with.
I asked Vicky about research specifically about the LGBTIQ community and breast cancer.
The research that you read, or the articles that you read, are based on very little data, which means that you don't have a good view of the population. So when when we were first looking, we were looking at some research that came out of La Trobe, and that was looking at lesbian women. And they had a higher risk because of the lifestyle factors. But in terms of trans men, trans women, the amount of research is absolutely minimal. But what we do know is that there's less use of health services by trans men, trans women. In fact, the whole LGBTI sort of profile, because there's more mistrust, there's less appropriate treatment. And, you know, you have one or two experiences where your doctor or the hospital or the whoever has said, oh, excuse me, and, you know, asked questions that make you uncomfortable, repeated the questions that make you uncomfortable at every single setting in public. You know, it doesn't take much of that sort of experience for people to decide they're not going. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, life's tough. Life's tough enough anyway for most people without not feeling safe in those sort of health environments. So that's the basic one for us, and that's got to start with us, with our culture. So there's no hint of that when people walk through the door. So it's just absolutely, I'm here for my screen. Thank you, come in, have your screen. Thank you, leave. We'll invite you in 2 years' time. And we internally, we've had some really good discussions around, okay, we don't ask whether somebody identify, but if they volunteered that information, how would it be treated? What would you do? So, I mean, fabulous, fabulous discussions. And then again, it's about, you've got to ask the person on the other end of the line, would you like me to record that information? What, how would you like me to treat that information? It's about trust, isn't it? The people have got to trust that's not going anywhere, thanks. But we certainly don't ask. If you ring up, we don't ask. We just work through your eligibility criteria generally. If you're between 50 and 74, we would like you to make use of the free breast screen service and to walk through our door. If you're a bit nervous, go online, breastscreen.org.au, have a look at the information that's there, and go and talk to GP or whoever your health practitioner is, and make an appointment with us.
That was Harriann Potts, a former journalist, speaking with Breast Screen Victoria's CEO, Miss Vicky Pridmore.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.